Kinyan Chaf Beis, the 22nd Kinyan of the Memches Tevarim Shatarit Niknes Bahem, is Kabbalah Sayisurim. Obviously, someone who's able to learn Torah and to grow in his Avodas Hashem while he has physical Yisurim is a tremendous Madrega. And it's something that if somebody has a schus and the opportunity to grow with Yisurim, it's invaluable. The Schar is, as we know, Lefum Tzara Agra. But the question is that if Kabbalah Sayisurim is one of the Memches Tevarim, Shatarit Niknes Bahem, then it's not a Mila. It's not something which is an added value. It's a nice thing to do, a nice thing to have Yisurim, and with that, you'll be able to be Koine Torah. Every one of the Memches Tevarim Shatarit Niknes Bahem is a Hechrech. It's something which is necessary in order to be Mekabel the Torah and to be Koine the Torah in the proper way. And the truth is, it's a Gemara Mufureshes, in Brachas Daf Hei Amar Aleph, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechai Eimer, Shalosh Matanois Tevois Nathan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. The Kulon Loi Nitna Ella Al Yedei Yisurim. There were three special presents Hashem gave to Klal Yisrael, and they all need Yisurim in order to be kind of them. Ve'elu Hein Torah Eretz Yisrael Ve'elam Haba Torah Minayin Shenemar Ashri Agever Sheti Asrenu Kal Mitiraskos Lamdenu. The Gemara darshins that a person who wants to learn Torah and be kind of Torah at the highest Madrega has to be Tiasrenu Kal, has to get it through Yisurim. So you see that Kabbalah Yisurim is a Tanai in Hasagas HaTorah. Now, does it have to be physical pain? Someone who actually goes through sicknesses, and if he doesn't go through tremendous amounts of Yisurim, he's missing in Shleimus HaTorah? The answer is, absolutely not. Yisurim doesn't mean specifically physical pain, someone who's sick. Yisurim is any dechak, any hardships, in any areas of life that a person has to go through, that is going through, and still he's able to focus on learning Torah. Like the Rambam says, the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches of Hilchas Talmud Torah, Kol Ish Yisrael Chayei B'Talmud Torah, Bein Ani, Bein Asher, Bein Shalom Megufay, Bein Bal Yisurin, Bein Bocher, Bein Shiyah Zokein, Gadol, Shatosh Ashkeichai, Ani Yam Esparnes Menat Staka, Mechaz Al Apsachim. Every person in every situation, whether he's an Ani, an Asher, a Bal Yisurin, is Mechuyiv to learn Torah. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Amar Aleph, says on the pasuk of Sheker Hachein Vehevel Hayefi, Isha Yiras Hashem Hitis Halol. Sheker Hachein Zederi Shal Moshe VeYeshua. Vehevel Hayefi Zederi Shal Chizkiya. Yiras Hashem Hitis Halol Zederi Shal Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi. What was the special situation of the door of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi? Amru Alav Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi. Shehayu Shisha Talmidim Miskasim Metalis Echor Va'iskim Atayra. Vir six Talmidim would have to be clothed in one talis, covered with one talis, and they would still be Isaac and Torah. The Maral explains, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they were Isaac and Torah, an unbelievable amount. Torah in the generation of the Mekabalei HaTorah, we can't even imagine what was going on there. But that's not a raya to the level of Torah for our generation. They didn't have any work to do. They were in the Midbar. They were protected by the Anani HaKavod. They had food, they had everything they needed. That's Sheker Hachein. The Hevel HaYofi, the days of Yeshua, they had whatever they needed. They were in Eretz Yisrael. They had houses and fields and everything that was necessary to live a beautiful life. And that's also not the Spitz, not the highest Madrega of people that are Isaac and Torah. That's not Iker HaTorah. However, in the days of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, they didn't have all these luxuries. They didn't have everything they needed. There were Shisha Miskasim Metalis Echor, and that's Yira Sashem Hitis Alol. Yira is the main thing, the Sheirish of what's necessary to be Koine Torah. Not Chein and not Yofi. Chein and Yofi are Milas. They're nice things, they're nice values, but that's not the Iker. Yira Sashem Hitis Alol, when you're learning Torah, B'Shas HaTchak, that's the way you'll reach the highest Madrega of Torah. And this all goes into Kabbalah Yisurim. Someone who has a hard time concentrating, whether it's because he has a hard time with Parnassah, whether he has a hard time with friends, whether he has a hard time with family. There can be a myriad of reasons why a person would have a hard time being able to concentrate and set aside time to learn Torah. But whatever he does, it all goes into the equation of Kabbalah Yisurim and Lefum Tzara Agra. Another Nakuda to speak out, somebody who has a hard time and has to work on his midos, whether it's gaiva, whether it's kas, whether it's different taivas that pull him in different directions. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Zayin says on the pasuk of Ki Alecha Hiragnu Kol Hayom, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Elu Tamidei Chachamim, Shememisin Atzman al Divrei Torah, Kedu Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. What does Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish say? Ein Divrei Torah Miskaimen Ela Bimi Shememis Atzmai Aleyem, Shenemar Zoy Satorah Adam Ki Yomos Ba'ayel. And the Marsha says, what's the Drasha? The Drasha is, it should have said, Zoy's Torah Sa'adam, just like it says, Zoy's Torah Sa'ayla, Zoy's Torah Sa'chata, Zoy's Torah Sa'adam, Ki Yomos Ba'ayel. This is the halachis, the Torah of a person who dies, the halachas of Tumah and Taira. What does the pasuk say? V'zoyis haTaira. The Taira is miskayemes with a person whose name is atzmai ba'oil shal Taira. And the Marsha's lashon is v'inyan hamisa shememes gufay u'mesalak mimenu b'yisra taiva. Someone who literally he's memes his guf and he removes from his guf the extra taivas. And this all goes into Kabbalah Sisurim. We'll end off with a letter from the Chazon Ish, Kovetz Igris, Chilik Aleph, Igeres Gimel. And he quotes this Gemara of Ein Divrei Torah Miskaimen Ela Bimi Shememis Atzmai Aleha. He says, Hamisa Shebekan Hi Hanetiyo Mipshutoi Shel Chayim. Misa here means someone who moves away, slowly moves away from Pshutoi Shel Chayim, simple, mundane life, La'oimkei Shel Chayim, to the depth of life, La'toichtoichei Shel Chayim, to the inner innards of life. Kol Sheha Adam Marbe B'Shviras Hamidus Marbe Chayim. As much as a person, the more a person is Marbe, adds to breaking his midas, that's called adding life. Kishviras hamidas, hi harigas hachayim hashitchiyim, umisa shal hayetzer hamamale kol aguf. Someone who breaks his midas is breaking chayim shitchiyim, the mundane, the regular life that a person goes through. He's killing his yetzer hara. And this is all part of Kabbalah Yisurim that's necessary to be one of the memches tevarim shatayr niknes bahem. Have a wonderful day.